Welcome everybody. Here we are. You know, we've been having so much fun before the start of the webcast tonight. We're just so glad to be here, aren't we, Barry?
Yes.
Glad to be anywhere.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We had technical problems on both sides of the Atlantic, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We're just hoping that those technical bugs are sorted out, but even then, we're not sure. Keep praying.
The first thing that happened was Barry was supposed to be hosting and I was supposed to be the guest. And every time I came on as a guest, after about 2 minutes, I got thrown out and we couldn't work out why the system was throwing me out. So we then decided to do something else and Barry suddenly found out he couldn't post to Facebook. So we swapped over last minute, 1 minute past eight. I became the host and Barry's the guest. Not that that will affect anything that happens from here on in. So we're a little bit late starting. But hey, there we go.
Yeah. Well, and interesting that we're talking about peace tonight. And it's been anything but peaceful as far as the last. I mean, we're fine, as you can tell, but, you know, it's been one of the things that, you know, Mark and I have been doing it for so long now. I think, you know, one thing that is helpful is that we understand there are so many things that are beyond our control on the internet. We have absolutely no idea what is going wrong and, you know, where and how to fix it. So, I mean, you might as well just kind of go with the flow and just hope that it all works out. So far, so good. I'm looking on the feed and we're on live. So that's great. So we'll see where we go.
And actually, not only are we on, but we've also got no delay.
No, it's actually better now than it was before when we were trying to do it. So who knows?
So here we are anyway. There's a few little glitches. My background is not quite right, but I'm not going to change that now in case anything else goes wrong. But yeah, we're talking about peace tonight. We are at peace. The system might not be at peace, but we're doing all right. Yeah, a few people have been a bit late coming in, but they're saying they found us now, which is good news.
Yes, and thanks. And as Hillary mentioned, yeah, we had the actual link to my Facebook page, fatherheart.tv, but again, it's now at A Father to You. So if you know of any of your friends that are trying to get on and they're patiently waiting, actually, mind you, Fatherheart TV has shared it, so hopefully that's sorted out as well. But
it's actually... It is normally on both pages, isn't it, Barry?
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
We normally put, so if I'm hosting, we'll put my page as the primary one and vice versa, but we, in the 5 minutes while the countdown timer is going, we're actually sharing it around all of our pages. Anyway, that's a little bit of background and so on and so forth, but you're all very welcome to join us. Thank you so much. A few weeks ago, we talked about the fruit of the spirit of joy, didn't we, Barry?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of an occasional series, and tonight we're going to look at peace. And we're trusting that we have a peaceful time together.
Yeah.
So, anything going on in your world, Barry? You celebrated Thanksgiving.
American Thanksgiving last week had as much turkey as I could handle. Of course, that's probably too much, but yeah, I'm just behaving myself this week as best I can. How about you? Anything new and exciting in your world?
Well, I'm just a little bit concerned by that comment, Barry, behaving yourself. That's kind of...
Well, it is out of a character. Relative term. It is a relative term.
Yeah, no, all is good at this end of the world, thank you. Yes, we're doing all right, thanks. Yeah. So shall we get going?
Sure. Let's do that. You know, we should actually start while we are still on, you know, and of course.
Start while we're winning. You can see we enjoy ourselves so much.
Oh, yeah. for sure.
So we're talking about peace, and I hope we get to talk about it, hey Barry. The fruit of the Spirit, peace. You know, there's lots of different sorts of peace, isn't there? But you know, you can be a peaceful person. You know, I guess you all know people who are probably slightly more peaceful than others, and you know people who are definitely not peaceful people. but actually, we're not really talking about that personality trait this evening. We want to look at something deeper, which is the Holy Spirit living in us. So God's very nature living in us produces this virtue or quality of peace. And as Barry put on the Facebook advert for today's webcast, it's a peace that goes beyond understanding. And I think that's the key thing for us, you know, as we talk about peace. It's a peace that goes beyond understanding. See, if you're a peaceful person by nature, you kind of get it that you feel peaceful because that's who you are. And if you know someone maybe in your family or a friend who's not a peaceful person, you kind of get how they are. But actually, the peace that passes understanding, this quality, this fruit of the Holy Spirit living in us, it produces a peace that we actually can't understand, that doesn't make sense with our mind. And it's the peace that we can experience and live in when actually everything is going against us. And we wouldn't ordinarily be in peace, you know, perhaps like trying to get a webcast to work and the technology is going against you. I mean, we were just laughing together, you know. It's like we were just kind of like, well, let's try this, let's try that, let's try the other. And we weren't particularly stressed, you know, and it was kind of funny in a way. But this peace, this fruit of the Spirit is something that grows within us. And it's a peace we experience when perhaps we shouldn't ordinarily be feeling peaceful. And I just want to kick off with something that, you know, peace, us as God's people, living in peace has actually always been something that's in the Father's heart. Way back in Numbers 6, verse 26, we call it the Aaronic blessing, where, you know, we know very well, and of course it was set to a song last year at the beginning of lockdown. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. See, it's always been the Father's heart for us to live in and experience peace. And forget the technology for a moment, but there is so much going on in the world at the moment. It would be very, very easy for us to lose our peace. It would be very easy for us to be caught up in the dis-peace of the world and to live in that stress where the adrenaline's going and we just feel so frantic. And I guess, you know, what we want to try and just encourage one another with tonight, today, is we can recover that peace. I don't know what your day's been like. I don't know what your week's been like. I don't know how you feel about everything that's going on in the world. And the implications of what's happening are beyond us, you know. But I hope in these next few moments, just as we're together, that we can recover our peace. We can experience his peace. We can just take a hold of that gift, that fruit, because his Spirit is in us. And maybe like when we talked about joy the other week, we just ended up by just praying that we would have fresh baptism, fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit to give us that joy. You know, maybe we'll do the same later on, is just to have that fresh baptism, infilling of the Holy Spirit, just to give us that sense of peace once again.
Mm. Well, I think too, what you're saying, right, is that it is not, just like we said with joy, that joy is not a self-generated emotion. We can be joyful, we can be peaceful in our personality, but when we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit called peace, it is a peace that actually comes from God Himself. I mean, Jesus said, my peace I give to you.
Yes.
Not as the world gives, give I to you. So it's like the substance of God Himself, that stillness, that sense that there's nothing that is going to steal that sense of peace, is our birthright. It is our inheritance. And I think part of the problem, and maybe nobody else in the world has this issue, so please, you know, understand your little brother in Canada. But because of, you know, issues of trying to not get hurt, trying to anticipate what can go wrong, because of my growing up years, you know, you try to control things, right? So you can be at peace. You can be, not to get hurt. And I think that's the thing that, you know, that is always circumstantial. It's always based on what we can do, and we can lose that peace in a hurry. But it's as Mark was saying, it's just this idea that even tonight, I just feel like that the Father would just really want to impart to each and every one of us a deeper sense of the peace, that peace that passes understanding, a peace that doesn't come, it doesn't make sense, right? So it's like, you know, in our natural sense, if I'm trying to make my surroundings peaceful, you know, I will try to anticipate what I can do to try to minimize things that will cause me to be anxious. But that is it, the foundation of that. It, you know, it's really not really on a foundation of a rock. It's more on sand, because if circumstances change, then I can lose my peace. But to be able to come to a place where, when you think about God, like, I guess this is what I think about. How is God feeling right now? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy, the Godhead in heaven. Are they biting their fingernails? Are they worried about anything? Are they frantic? No, they are just, there's this sense of this overwhelming sense of the calm and the peace and the stillness. And so I think it's that calm and peace and stillness, that everything is all will be okay, that the Father wants to impart to us tonight. And I think it's just like everything that we receive, it's all by faith, right? It's without faith it is impossible to please God. And I'm not talking about a hyper faith where we have to feel like we have faith in our faith, but we just have to believe that what God says is true. And you know, and it's just interesting, I even think in Romans, near the end of Romans, Paul is making a declaration to the readers, and he says, "May the God of peace crush Satan under your feet soon." You know, it's like, it's not the God of war, but it's the God of peace that actually can destroy any of the things that oppose us. So I just, you know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, for me, it's not like I've had enough peace, thanks. You know, I just, like, in this world, Jesus said, you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So I think, yeah, that's the peace, the substance of God's personality Himself that, you know, we can walk in. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think sometimes we have this kind of concept of peace is something we have to try and create for ourselves. And very often if we do that, what we actually do is we think the only way we can achieve that is by shutting everything else out. You know, and isolating ourselves from trouble or pain or hassle, and putting ourselves in this little bubble. And we think we'll have peace. But actually peace, yeah, you know, peace can be external. Of course it can. You know, you can have a peaceful household, a peaceful workplace. It can be those external things, those external atmospheres or environments. But the peace that I think, you know, that we're talking about is the internal peace. So, you know, it's not we're trying to isolate ourselves from anything outside of there. It's like Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. You know, Barry's just quoted, but he says just before that, you know, in me you will have peace. You know, and it's his peace. When we are in Christ, we take on that garment of peace. You know, I think a lot of people, when they think, oh, you know, I've got to create an environment of peace, they settle for the lowest common denominator. You know, you've got a room full of people, you know, what will be acceptable to Barry? What will be acceptable to this person? What will be acceptable to, you know, and they try and sort of think, if I can please everybody, it will be peaceful. And, you know, there's a saying, isn't there? You can please some people all of the time, or you can please all people some of the time, but you can't please all people all of the time. it's very true. And that's what we try to do if we're thinking about the external environment of peace. Whereas, you know, what Jesus is talking about, what this fruit of the Spirit is, it's the internal atmosphere created by us being in him and him being in us. You know, Peter says in 1 Peter 3:11, it says, seek peace and pursue it. You know, and of course we want, you know, we're encouraged to live at peace with all men. That again, I think, is talking about the external environment. And sometimes it's not possible to be at peace with everyone, but it's still possible to be at peace in your heart.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what we're talking about today, isn't it, Barry? This heart posture, being at peace in, like Jesus, he was at peace in the storm, eh? he slept in the storm. And, you know, can we sleep in the storm?
Yeah. One of the scriptures that comes to mind for me, and I think this is one of the keys, I think, is Isaiah 26:3. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace because he trusts in you.
Mm.
And so here is this link that we have with peace and trust. Yeah. Right. And then I go, you know, immediately for me, I think of going to 1 John 4:16 that says, and so we know and rely on and trust in the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God lives in him. So it's this component of that perfect peace is in essence, it really comes from us being able to grow and trusting the relationship with our Father, right? Because we begin to realize, again, I think, and again, I'm just defaulting to my own, you know, brokenness, you know, and my own, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made way I live, I have lived my life, but, you know, just the where you try to manage things, and so who are you trusting? You trust your own resources, right? And that's where the external management is, but it's when we begin to say, Father, I trust you. I release to you control. I can't control kind of the global COVID issues or finances or my health or the world economy. I just surrender that to you, Father, because you are good and I can trust you. And I think it's as we're able to really and again, I think of Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, commit our way to the Lord, right? Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. And I think it's this idea that when we don't lean to our own understanding and we don't carry the weight of the world on our own shoulders, that's when we can just sink into the peace that passes understanding. So, you know, friends around you might say, you're like, why aren't you losing your mind? Why aren't you just afraid or anxious? And yet, you know, and maybe we go, I don't know. It doesn't make sense, right? In the natural, but the Father is just like, just imparted that sense of his peace into our hearts, where even in the midst of the storm, like as Mark said, that, you know, we can sleep in the midst of the storms. And in the natural, it doesn't make sense, right? Because we're mm-hmm. trying to protect ourselves.
Yeah. I'm really disappointed, Barry. I thought you could control all the COVID issues, and I thought you could control the world economy. I've been believing in you, mate. Oh, dear.
Well, you know what, Mark? It's not for a lack of trying. But the thing is, I really believe, and you guys have heard me tell this story before, and so, you know, please forgive me for repeating myself, but it does involve my brother Mark, and because Mark and I are good friends, and, you know, he understands kind of the how I'm wired, and he knows the strategist in me and trying to anticipate things, the things that we're talking about, to try to manage life, trying to anticipate, trying to protect your heart from not getting hurt. But, you know, it was the time when we were actually at a conference in Holland, and, you know, a prayer ministry, the speaker came, and he put his hand on my stomach, and I just had this involuntary reaction where, you know, I bent over and my head was stuck to the ground, and you know, I just didn't have a grid for it, and I was asking the Lord, I just said, what's going on? And I just felt, and it was just in a very loving, fatherly way, God said to me, Barry, you have a very, very busy thought life. You have a very, lots of thoughts going on. And he said, I'm flushing all your toxic thoughts into the carpet, like I would flush a toilet. It wasn't a very, you know, like lovely analogy, but it was just like, but the reality was that all of the, what I was carrying, and of course, part of that, it's not even just negative things. I mean, you know, we, you know, at the time we were dealing with this global vision to see the Father's love letter delivered to every person on the planet. And so you feel the weight of that. But it was like in the Father and his mercy just began to empty my mind, and to the point where when I was able to unstick my head from the carpet, Mark was there. I couldn't process thought, and it was, you know, I think it was just an insight into this beautiful sense of being able to not live with the kind of the repeating tapes mm-hmm. of your thought life, and yeah. you know, what do I have to do? But I, you know, and of course my mind did eventually come back
a few days later,
but it was actually glorious for me, and so, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but if you need a brain flush, if you need the Father, I mean, don't blame me if you get your head stuck to the carpet, but I just believe that the Father wants to, you know, as part of that inheritance package, he wants us to walk in that supernatural peace where we don't lean to our own understanding. And I think that's the part of the dynamic of trust, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. If you lean to your own understanding, then there might be a trust issue. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is where God is wooing us and trying to convince us that he really is trustworthy, and that we can commit our way to him, and then the more we trust in him, the more that perfect peace comes.
Yeah. I was thinking about the those verses in Philippians chapter 4, 10 to 13, where Paul says, I've learned to be content whether I'm in need or whether I've got plenty. You know, I am content. And I think, wow, that's an incredible testimony, really, of how he was able to live in peace. You know, and that wasn't a natural peace. When you read the account of what was going on in his life, he'd been shipwrecked, he'd been beaten, he'd been put in prison. And, you know, I mean, he'd been beaten so many times and stoned and everything. Yeah, even after he'd recovered from all of that, he would still have inevitably, unless it had been a supernatural miracle, which there may have been, he would still have been in pain. You know, your body just doesn't fully recover from all of the stuff he went through. But yet, you know, he says, I've learned to be content. And we are very good at being content when we're in plenty.
Yeah.
You know, but Paul says, I've learned to be content. It doesn't actually matter whether I'm in need or whether I've got plenty. My heart attitude is the same. I am content. And, you know, what he's basically saying is, I've learned to be totally dependent on the Father. Mm. I've learned to rely on him. And I'm not looking at my external circumstances to give me an indication about how I should feel. You know, I don't, if the sun's shining, I'll feel good. If it's raining, I won't feel good. He says, I'm not looking for those sorts of indicators. Where I'm looking at the source of life in me. Mm. And whatever's going on outside doesn't matter. But what is going on inside is really the main influencer for what I am feeling, for how I am. You know, and we often quote it on this on the webcast. You know, it is well with my soul. You know, it is well, that old hymn, it is well with my soul. So, you know, all these things rage against us. We can say it is well with our soul, you know, because we found that place of contentment, which only truly is in him. I'm just looking at my computer screen here, obviously, because we're doing this, but the background at the moment is it's a photograph of mine from Mutamione in Uganda, and it's a photograph of the end of the gardens at Mutamione looking down the River Nile. And that is one of the most peaceful places I know. It's a beautiful place. It's an incredibly peaceful place. And every time I go to Mutamione in Uganda and go through the gates into the compound, this peace fills my heart. You know, we've just had the journey. We've had the flight, probably an overnight flight or something, or stayed in a guest house in Kampala, had a journey down, you know, all the roads and all that sort of stuff. And you get there and you've been traveling probably for 24, 36 hours. And you're just going again, and you breathe in the peace. And, you know, it's a peaceful environment. It's a beautiful, peaceful place. And it's not just the fact that it's a lovely view and lovely gardens. It's because Ingrid and Wynette and the team of people there have just for years sown peace into that place. And when you're there, you just sit there and you feel that peace. You drink in that peace and it becomes a part of you. And you can sit there exhausted after the traveling and you can just be at peace. Mm. Now, we don't have to travel, of course. I mean, I love going to Mutamione, but we don't have to go there to experience peace. That's the peace that the Father wants to give us, is when something comes into our heart, when something floods our heart, and we can just say, yeah, it is well with my soul. Mm. And we, you know, this is the life of the Spirit within us. This is the Father's very nature in us that brings, see, it's his peace. When you read the Barry's already mentioned it, but you read the accounts in John's Gospel particularly, Jesus says, peace I give you, my peace. Not as the world gives it, but my peace I leave with you. And it's like, you know, Jesus is saying, I know there's going to be stresses. I know there's going to be strains. I know there's going to be trouble. But I want to, the peace that you've seen me live in for the last 3 years as his disciples have been with Jesus. You know, Jesus says, you've seen the peace that is in me. I'm going to give you that same peace. The peace I have in my heart, I'm giving to you. And it's, yeah, I think we've kind of said already this evening, it's very easy to, when things are difficult or things are challenging, it's very easy to kind of try and, you know, either try and put the situation right, to make it right, we love to make it right, or we try and find a peaceful place which is external to us. If you're anything like me, the last place you go is to find that place of internal peace that comes from his Spirit living in us. Whereas it probably ought to be the first place. Maybe it is for you, but I'm just saying how it is for me. It's not always the first place I turn to. But maybe it should be.
Well, I think it's that default mechanisms, right, from our life, right, that the default settings that some, you know, oftentimes we go to that as the most natural thing. That's what I do as well. Until you know, and I think that kind of what the Lord is wanting for us is as we mature is that, you know, we instead of going to the things that we can do to control our circumstances, that we run to Him, right? Or just to be able to just yield to Him or surrender to Him. Or like I know the one scripture where Paul says, let God's peace be your umpire. Mm-hmm. Right, and that's one of the translations, and that's like, so it's like, you know, let it rule your heart, and it's like, I think if we can begin to understand, even in the way that we make decisions, you know, oftentimes is peace ruling our heart? Is peace being the umpire that we have that sense, right? Or am I trying to do it again out of that the default settings? And I think. I mean, again, we're all on the journey, and I think in varying degrees, we're at a continuum of learning and growing, and every circumstance that comes our way, everything that, in a sense, tries to separate us from the love of God is another opportunity for the Father to convince us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And I think that's where there is that huge difference between kind of the manufactured peace that we try to in our best efforts, you know, to do and to try to facilitate, in the supernatural peace that is beyond human reasoning, that has nothing to do with circumstances. And I think that's when, you know, as you said, Mark, you know, that contentment that comes, that whether I'm abased or I'm bound, whether I have plenty or I lack, it's all the same. And I think that's what peace does. It just gives us, a perspective from eternity. Mm-hmm. A perspective from heaven where nothing in creation can separate us from His love. And I just think at the end of the day, what would a people of God look like? How ferocious in the sense, and I don't mean in a bad way, I mean in a bold way. Yeah. How, like, would we be if we, nothing intimidated us, nothing caused us to lose our peace, nothing, you know, felt that, you know, could separate us from the love of God. And I just think that's where we're all growing. And the Father loves us. He understands why we struggle. He doesn't judge us or condemn us. I just feel like with me, it's just, oh, Barry, you know, just, I want you to trust me. I just want you to stop leaning to your own understanding and just begin to live in that peace that passes understanding more and more. And sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily even the big things that we struggle with, because the big things that are outside of our control, we can't do anything about. And so it's easier to surrender those, you know, with something, you know, where there's a big illness or a job loss, or like, I can't manage this, Father, I just give it to you. But it's the daily kind of the pounding of life where, you know, where we try to manage it. And I think even there, I think Papa wants to, give us a sense of rest and we've talked about rest before too, right? And you know, how many times we've talked about, you can have a heart at rest, but that doesn't mean you're not busy or you're not productive, because you can be busy and still have that heart of rest. And I think it's the same thing with peace, right? We can have turbulence around us, but yet have a stillness in our hearts.
Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary, and I'll give you rest. And rest and peace, they are just so interwoven. You know, when we come to a place of rest, we are at peace. And I really believe that rest and peace, the enemy wants to steal from us. Because that really, you know, once we lose our peace, you know, kind of the enemy knows we're pretty useless. But when we live in that place of rest and that place of peace, you know, we're just resting in Him. Jesus said, come to me. and I'll give you rest. Cast your cares upon me, he says. And, you know, I hope we can do that more and more. As Barry's saying, it's the journey that we're on. And just allow, you know, fruit on a tree grows, doesn't it? Right? You know, so you start off with it, you've got your apple tree in the garden, you get little tiny buds and they grow into apples, small apples and then bigger apples. And it's the same with the fruit of the Spirit, like we were talking about the other day, joy, it grows in us. Peace, it grows in us. It's a fruit that the more we walk as Jesus walked, this fruit will grow. You know, I look at little children, you know, being carried by their parents. You know, apart from when they're having a tantrum or whatever, you know, very often you just see such a peaceful child, because they're in that place of security. They're totally dependent, totally reliant on their mum and dad. They don't have any worries, you know. They're just at peace. They know that food will appear on the table at meal times. You know, they know their laundry will be done. They don't have any hassles, you know, like the car's got no petrol in. They're not worried because they got their mum and dad. That's all they need. And it's like that with us. You know, the car might not have any petrol, the bank might not have any money, but it's okay. Mm. I'm with my dad and he knows. Mm. And it's learning to walk in trust with him and trust in him. And, you know, we all want a peaceful environment. We all want a peaceful life. And, you know, we know we probably won't get that, but we do know, I believe all of us know, I trust all of us know, we can have the Spirit of the Lord living, the Holy Spirit living in us, that will, at times of crisis, will bring a peace in our heart that it surprises other people, but it surprises us most. We go, wow, where did that come from?
Mm. And I think what you were saying about children, certainly the younger the child, the more we see this, but they have the capacity to live in the moment.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're not worried about the bills being paid or the food on the table, they can enjoy the moment that they're in, and if they're with you, they're with you, they play with you, they're engaged with you. And because they haven't carried the weight of the world on their shoulders and beaten themselves up for past mistakes and, you know, dealing with regret, you know, they again can stay in that very moment. Where with adults, oftentimes we deal with either the future or the past. You know, whether the past is we feel regret and, you know, and shame and condemnation for our past, or we live in the future where we're trying to manage life, like, you know, and trying not to get hurt, trying to anticipate what can go wrong. Mm. And I think, you know, when we talk about where does God dwell, where does the Trinity dwell? And I believe God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit live in the great I Am, in the right. Mm. God is, you know, Alpha and Omega, but he is I Am. He is now. He's in this very moment. I know, and I know I've said this before, but, you know, sometimes when I go to Papa and I'm just trying to, you know, organize my life, you know, 10 years down the road, or have concerns or whatever. And, you know, the way he calms me down. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not audibly. It's not like I see him or I hear him, but I sense him saying to me, he looks me in the eye and he says, Barry, are you okay right now? Are you right now? Don't think about the future or the past. Are you okay right now in this moment? And I just feel that even no matter what storms are around, it's just like if I just be still, if I stop for a moment, that sila, the pause in the Psalms, you know, just to, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And it's like the Father says, like, okay, well, let's just stay there.
Yeah.
And it's like living from one of those moments to the next. And I'm, you know, I, when I say this, and I know Mark, we're very transparent. It's not like we figured it out. I'm on the journey as well, and struggling with things, probably, you know, maybe more than a lot of other people because of the way my mind works. But I still feel the Father calling me and beckoning me to that place of trust, that place of rest, that place of waiting on Him, the place of, you know, that initiative that comes from fear or anxiety, that the Father would just calm that down and just feel that, oh, everything is going to be okay.
Yes.
And that's maybe not a promise of everything in this world will be okay, because in this world we'll have trouble, but from an eternal perspective, everything's going to be okay.
Hmm. Yeah. I wonder if we can just open our hearts for a few minutes. And let's just allow the Father to pour that spirit of peace, His peace, into our hearts. Would you just flood our hearts with your peace now? Father, the peace that passes understanding. Peace that goes beyond our mind. The peace that comes because it's your very nature dwelling in us. Father, may we just sense that peace rising in our hearts right now. Thank you, Father. Anxiety has taken hold of us, where turmoil is overwhelming us. Father, may your peace grow in our hearts now. May we even feel it in our bodies, just as the tension and the stress drains away. Maybe, as Barry said, our mind is just flushed of all those thoughts and actions and everything else. Thank you, Father.
So, Father, we thank you that the peace comes from you. The peace comes from Jesus. The peace comes from the impartation of the Holy Spirit in our being.
Yeah.
It's not something we have to try to fight for or perform for. It is our birthright.
Yeah.
It's our inheritance because we belong to you.
Yeah.
We have the same DNA in our spirit as that comes from you. And Father, would you just show each and every one of us tonight the pathway to that peace?
Yeah.
It's for individually and personally for our lives, Father, that no matter what storms are around us, no matter what circumstances cause us to be afraid, Father, I just pray that just those words that Jesus spoke to the storm, peace be still. That, Father, in our own being, the storms of life, that there would just be a stillness that would come. Not self-generated, but coming from your spirit. We just breathe in your love, Father. We just receive it by faith tonight. And Father, anybody who is struggling with anxiety and toxic thoughts and that are repetitive and they never shut off, Father, I pray that the God of peace would crush every toxic thought, every anxious thought, every fearful thought. Right now. And that no matter what is happening in our circumstances, Father, that we would have a peace that passes our understanding. And the peace of Christ Himself would rule our hearts.
Holy Spirit, just come to each one of us and just be poured out afresh into our hearts and into our lives. Holy Spirit, just let your roots go down into our heart so that when we wake up tomorrow morning, we're aware of your indwelling. We're aware of your presence. We're aware of your life. Even tomorrow morning when we wake up and look out the window or watch the news, we're just aware of that sense of peace, that deposit of peace that you're putting in our hearts now, that will be there tomorrow morning, it'll be there on Friday morning, it'll be there through the weekend. Father, may we just be aware of this treasure that we're carrying around in our hearts. This deposit of life that you've invested into us. And Father, as your peace floods us, may it overflow to other members of our family, other members of our workplaces, other members of our community. Even as people look at us, Father, they will see that glow of peace surrounding us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that your presence, Holy Spirit, is so real. And that when you come, you don't leave, but you stay. We thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence.
Wow. Awesome, mate. Wow. I feel like the peace meter has gone up here in Canada, in my little office at least.
Well, may it stay, eh?
Amen.
Thank you all for joining us. I like Mike's comment, love the halo, I think.
Yes.
Thank you all for joining us. We will be back next week.
Yeah, two more weeks. We will have a Christmas break.
Like, yeah. Hopefully next week we won't have technological problems, but you never know.
Yeah.
But, thanks for joining us. Have a good week, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Lord bless you.
Thanks.